three things we need to do for the action, Dharma action will done. Firstly is the to make motivation why I do listen to the teaching of the Dharma. So that's the answer is, then we make a motivation. So I want to say, I want to help to the others. Others are tremendous, all other sentient beings. Others means all other sentient beings. All other sentient beings means six realms of beings. God's realms, the Asura's realms, and also human beings' realms, animals, sentient animals' realms, and also hungry ghosts' realm, hell beings. All those, tremendous mostly, like 91, from the 100, 99 beings are tremendous suffering. General ways, in samsara, beings are always suffering. Even we don't recognition this time, now we don't recognition of the suffering. We don't have this, obviously suffering with us. But the subtle suffering always day or night. And when we finish or when we free from the samsara, then all sufferings are gone. I mean, all sufferings will be finished from us, from your side. Enter that subtle suffering all the time, day or night, all the time, subtle sufferings. People singing, dancing, joking, whatever they do, but with subtle suffering. We don't recognize it. We recognition of the suffering is only one, suffering of sufferings. That means that when we have a mentally or physically, like you know, when we are having illness, when we sick, and when we injury, cut or broken by part of a body, cut of the you know body smack or damaged body, then we have suffering from that. That is the suffering of suffering. That's why I say that, because originally we are subtle suffering all the time. With them extra suffering, you know, by headache, by many as disease, tremendous people having suffering. That is this, we are the condition of the suffering. That's what we call suffering of sufferings. Changing suffering we don't recognition. We think pleasure, and then samsara, pleasure. Everything is, you know, happy, joy, whatever we do, like in the samsara, those are changing suffering. After that, then we will get suffering, you know. Extremely, you know, like when we have like an enjoyment party or something, then that's when little change. You know, so we have happiness by food, clothing, shelter, feeling, form, whatever we got. All those are after that, then we will get to the suffering. When we like sit in the sun, then we stay to, no, too much in the sun. What do you call? Then we don't want to stay there, burning, get suffering. That's best, getting enjoyment, that is the to changing suffering to be born, meaning to be burned. Yes. Winter time, when we hot, need to be cold. When we cold, then we need to be warm. That's all the time like this. So also, like there are many ways you can think about changing suffering. So anyway, so those are should be actually in samsara, all the times we are suffering. So all other sentient beings tremendously suffer in the samsara, in the ordinary place. Therefore, when we see that, we wishing for to help. Take an example, yourself or myself. Because when we have a feeling, bad feeling, and also difficult. But those are, I have, or others also same way. Ordinary beings, ordinary beings, same way. So I then think about, I myself, I am free from that, and also others also same thing. So that's why I will need help. That's why I need to have a great happiness place, myself first. I don't have power now to help to others. If I have power, then I can do. That's why I need to have the power, means I want to have the great enlightenment of Buddhahood. Go first, myself. Then completely I have power to help to others. That's why I wishing for myself become a being Buddha. Therefore, I need to do the practice. For the practice, I need to learn more. Without learning, difficult to do practice. So that's why I was studying the thing. But then just like that, I need to do meditation for the become a being Buddha, for the others. All those are same kind of motivation. And during the action, then during the meditation is concentration, without losing concentration with the object is very important. During the teachings, also we listen to the teachings. So whatever say, much, you know, yeah. Maybe from me, sometimes difficult because my English is not so clear, so, but I can. Or I do try to make it explain anything for you to realize or meaning of the teachings. But that's a choice, consultation with teaching. Then when finish, then we do dedication. We dedication to, you see. When you do practice yourself, also those three things are very important. When we do together, also three things are very important. So that's one. So then, I will share this one. The other thing, we do the prayer first. All the time we pray first. We doing prayer is the taking refuge first. In the morning, teachings are taking refuge, and then we do the Guru Puja of the Lama Tsongkhapa. So that's those some very important things. So because of that, we need to have the merit. If you don't have merit enough, if we don't have enough merit, then it's difficult to attend the teachings. Even though attended the teachings, but difficult to make a lesson, mind away. You know, maybe think about another place. You know, my body's here, but mind goes somewhere, so think about other things, they never come in here. Meaning of the teachings doesn't come in. So, example, sometimes people are very show, you know, very beautiful to show. When we see that someone talking near today, they don't listen, they heard, but they don't, actually, they, you can say, don't understand what it says. Because all those senses are only one object, not all. Eye senses only form to what do you call object, to see the object of the forms, form with kind of form. Ear senses, or ear senses means, I say, what do you call ear consciousness? To hear only sound, does it see the form? Our ear consciousness, does it see the form? Smell only, consciousness, only good or bad smell, does not know. Did he see the sound? Did he hear sound? Did he see the form? And then, when it's conscious of the feeling with the bodies, only see.
Feel touch.
Bad or good, rough or smooth, does not see. All those are senses with consciousness. Each of the functions is different ways. One mental consciousness, then everything doing. Actually, when we see the things, this like color, white, red, blue, whatever, eye consciousness pick up the form, but to make detail, this blue, this is right, red, this is blue, this is red, this is green, by mental consciousness. So that's kind of, so I'm talking about if you do the lesson, you know, to teachings, if you use something, something to see the interest, to like form something, then difficult. But together, maybe see this form and here, that's together, maybe yes. When we, like His Holiness gave me teachings, we can see His Holiness and also we can sound. But not one, one consciousness, it's not. So, anyway, those are. And also then, when we do the prayers, we try to make obstacles away. Obstacle for to listen to the teachings, obstacle for meditation, or say obstacle for the, any kind of positive actions, try to make away. So that's then also same thing. Antidote, real antidote is the very same, like Dhyatangatika, Parangatika, Parasangatika, Bodhi. So this is the mantra of the Panchaparamita. The Panchaparamita means wisdom. The wisdom is the real antidote. Antidote of to make away with obstacles. And also we have big obstacle is the like actually it's like ego grasping mind. Ego grasping mind is the obstacle, big obstacle. But that's challenging, that's one by wisdom. By wisdom means Panchaparamita. The Panchaparamita does to show the impotence. The realization of impotence of the wisdom shows by the Atandari Paramita Prasangata Bodhi source. So that's why we are seeing big, you know, so big reasons. So that's it. Then mandala became mandala less. Because to get the teachings, so our request to mandala, this time we are not giving to them. Actually, it's like a three figures jewels also, directly it's not. Directly we could tell like His Holiness giving teachings, we are being request to His Holiness. My body, speech, mind, or position, whatever is together with the mandala. Yadan Guru Rina Mandala Kanayatya means please you, Guru, to have this. The same mantras, then Guru Rena, Rena Mandala, Rena is precious jewels or precious. Precious Guru, to accept please my offerings, that's what I'm saying. So that's to get teachings. Under the end of the teachings, so thank you, we are saying thank you to Guru, but Guru accept also. All those are put together like visualizations. Didn't say the words, but visualize to give to the with the material. When with the material comes, we are like put in the treasures, you know, storage, you know. With the material, please keep this miracles until you come. When you come, we will be there. Then, at that time, I say, you know, like, whatever giving teachings and everything's combination, or you accept the advantage of the material yourself. That's what we say. There is words, but I think this is meaning like that. So that's a, so now motivation is already so. Now I think really it is now going to say here. The Adisha always says in the morning, they don't say good morning or but always he says, do you have good mind? Do you have good mind? That's what I'm saying. We say good morning. Sir, do you have good mind? Do you have good mind? Do you have good mind? That's great. Good mind means as not only positive mind, is not. More than that, the great compassion, great loving kindness, this kind of mind to have it. Actually, higher than bodhicitta, to have the good mind means mind for the care for the others or charity for the others. This kind of you have mind. That means real is, I think, great compassion, loving kindness is the central practice. Comes here tonight, you can read. I can see, you can see tonight. So loving kindness, compassion is simple practicing, or is simple. Don't think by that ways. People think high initiations. If it says initiation, then everybody says, oh yes, this we get it. Blessing. Everybody doing now. But real, maybe you mean it says initiation of bodhicitta, initiation of loving kindness. then maybe come. Anyways, it comes here tonight. You see? Through the teachings. So good mind, do you have good mind? It's really always a teacher says for everybody. So that's good mind. Generally good mind is very good, you know, virtuous mind. But he's not only more than good, more than virtuous mind. Loving kindness, great compassion, loving kindness, bodhicitta. He means good mind means like that. And a virtuous mind also very good. Because if our mind is very important, mind contaminated by delusions, then we wrong. All our body action, speech action, all wrong. We'll be wrong. Because of our natural mind is contaminated by delusions. Wrong. If our natural mind with faith, devotion, and also loving kindness, bodhicitta, of course, and loving kindness is great compassion, then that means our body's action, speech, must be good. Should be good. Because the mind control our body's speech. Really it is. You think about it. Generally. We have three things. Body, speech, mind. From those three, which are more important? Which are more important? Everything. Yeah. Mind is really important. Everything comes here first. This good mind, if we have a nicely words come out, nicely. You know, like we become a family, or, you know, husband and wife, and they honey or something just very nice, sweet. When you hungry here, our mind is contaminated by anger. You can see that one. Something says, I don't know what is nice or sorry, I don't know. Don't say that. Because maybe it gave answers, it's good, but good. Even they gave answers, but very rough. Because our nature mind is contaminated by anger. Really, these are very, very important things. Our mind is really, mind is neutral, generally. Then, by positive or negative control. That's why we, by positive, with our mind, positive knowledges with our mind, our body speech is good action, does. Bad things with our mind, then all those negative karma, making negative karmas by bad mind. Mind is neutral but contaminated by delusions. That's why we making the negative action. Negative action, the result is pain, suffering, of unhappiness, everything. So need to know, you know, try to make, that's why I think we focus our mind. My mind is good or bad. Always, really. So anger, attachment, jealous, proud, all those comes. Those are enemy of us. See, you know, like those by those negative mind is contaminated our natural mind. That's why those harm to us. Really, see. So I think very important thing. That's why I think by Buddha himself says, try to make control or to make a training of the mind is very important. That's what I say. He says, don't make any. This is the rule. Give me the rule of the Buddhism. Don't make anything negative actions. Devotee energy. Give up principles of abuse. Whatever you can do, positive action, virtuous action, you must do. Rang sending also those to make a trim or to make a, subdue, yes, to do it. This is my advice to you. So same thing, okay? That's, I think, we do. Now, main thing, we always, including myself, we need focus to our minds of this doing. Very difficult ways when you go to work and everything, you know, don't think, but time to time, many times, something little bit come up like this, then that time you need careful, you know. The medicine is the, when sickness comes, need to be used the medicine. But give the medicine, but when we sick, if we don't use it, then what do you think? This intelligent or not? No. Same thing. We are learning, practicing. These are for the antidote of the negativeness. Or to make purify the negative, whatever we needed. So those are. So to remember, think about to make a negative action. If you know that one. Without knowing, making negative actions better. if we know that, oh, that cannot do it, but I need to, then that's very worse. Sometimes people think, oh, Janra, I cannot do this, but I, maybe it should be okay now. That's not so good. That's very deliberate, with a known making negative action. That's bad. Much more worse, 100 times worse than, you know, without knowing to make a negative action. All those, I think we focus to that. Okay, now go back to the Atishas. Now, these are very important. Now, tonight I think coming now, which partially I said, but these are also coming. What is the best to do practice when you know tonight from here? High level tenders to making the better do, or loving kindness, compassion, that those are, bodhicitta is mostly important to practice. He has said. So we will see. So okay, now. Then a teacher did study whatever existed in Sanskrit in India with the Dharma teaching, Buddha's teaching, and the commentary of Buddha's teachings. Everything Aditya did to learn, study, not only for the intellect study, with a study and also experience of the all those teachings. He has it. Would you like to read this?
He also knew all the different practices of the 18 sub-schools of the Vaibhashika sect on such...
No, this is what we did already. This,
yes.
Under,
yeah. Oh, I thought you wanted me to...
No, this... Yeah.
Okay, the next paragraph.
Yeah.
But although he received and practiced all the Dharma on Sutra and Tantra to be found in India at the time, he continued to wonder which path was the swiftest to enlightenment.
Okay, is it this one? Do you understand the sentence? And he think, what is the best practice to do or to learn or to do practice for the become a being Buddha? Always thinking, namra means continually thinking about that. Do we do? No? Sometimes? It is true, I think. Not always, that's it. Sometimes. So I think Aditya did continually, always, what is best thinking. Then you remember his guru, Rahula. The Rahula Rinapu Konsena means very dark mountain in the cave, dark mountain in their cave. Then he, Lama Rahula, staying in there. He saw before, you see. He Lama Rahula realized, or he knows what is the Atishya's thinking. He knows by clear voice, not with Atishya didn't talk to them, no. But he knows what he's thinking. His thinking is what he said, what is the best to do, what is the best to learn for the become a quick become a being Buddha. The Lama Rahula about this, he knows by clear voice. Then Lama Rahula came to the Atishya place. Said that, is he? As soon as to come. And then he speak to the Atishya. Okay. what he said. If you see the pace of the oil direct to see the deities, directly to see the deities, you know, deities like Great Samanja, Yamataka, or any kind of, you know, there are many poor level of attentions, there's many deities has. So those are, you don't just like get on, would you like get tones to see the deities? He has said hell tone means to see the deities pace. Says that
it says to see the visions.
Visions. So to see anyway, don't want. Jingo Jan. That's all mambo chaman. Also the deity of the mandalas. Also to obviously combination of that you want it. That's one. Or Tumog means it's not spitting seed, you know what I'm saying? Tomata. Thing is, the jisa means you have samadhis, just like a line of the mountains, you know, line. Because that means no shaking, you know. Because when you think about something, object, it's no shaking, only staying there, like a mountain. Mountain not moving, you know. Just like that, your mind is not moving, samadhi is very stable, like this. Digital, you have kaya machines. Those are, if you have to see the pace of the deities, or also you see the combination of the deity of the mandalas, obviously, and also you have this common truth, I mean, not only spring, common seed. Top of them. Also, you have the very deep thing, samadhi, you know, samadhi very deeply without motion by obstacles or something like this, like a mountain. All those, if you have those, that's nothing great. Kaya Mishis. And then, Kar Shamba Tangs, loving kindness, Ningi means great compassion, Shanju Jisen means Bodhicitta. You must to do practice of the loving kindness, to do practice of great compassion, to do my practice of the Bodhicitta. Would you like to read this the beginning and enter this?
From what good is it to have the...
No, there. Lama Rahula said this from me.
Okay.
I did already, but what it says.
Okay. But although he received and practiced all the Dharma on Sutra and Tantra to be found in India at the time, he continued to wonder which path was the swiftest to enlightenment. And Rahula Gupta, who was living in a cave on Mount Krishnagiri, knew this through his clairvoyance.
Okay.
He went to Atisha and said, "What good is it merely to have the visions of tutelary deities, to manifest many sets of deities in their mandalas, to achieve many of the common psychic powers, or to have single-pointed concentration as firm as a mountain chain? Train your mind with love and bodhicitta."
That's right. All those, if you have, that's no big deal. Then what you need to do is then practice loving kindness, training of the loving kindness, training of the great compassion, training of the bodhicitta. Must you do that? Then he mentioned, Tujichenpo, Hingi Hlayenpo, Yidam Dipnos. Your Yidam is best Yidam for you. Avalokiteshvara. Avalokiteshvara is best deity for you. Because the Avalokiteshvara is the deity of the great compassion. So that's what I said. Hlayenpo, Yidam Dipnos. The Avalokiteshvara is the duty of the compassion. That's why you keep the your yidam means meditation duty. See that's it. Then also another one. Khova maton pardus. Enter the finish all samsaras. Sinji Tanjava Tanchi Tanji. You must make promise or must make a commitment. Take the commitment. The action of the all other sentient beings enter the finish in samsara. Did you say that?
Yes. Pledge yourself to work for the sake of sentient beings till samsara is emptied.
Okay. See, this is in the Bodhicitta Avatara. Shanti Deva's book. His Holiness always quotation from there. What say? As long as what say?
Space remains.
Sentient beings. I will be remained about the soil for the sentient beings. So always, that's what same kind of Bodhicitta Avatara also, Shanti Deva said. Here also, Lama Rahula said to the Atisha, all those are, everything comes together. Many different teachings, but all those are same meaning, same together. So very important to do the. He says you to do the. High tantras or sudra practice like those kind, you must to do the. Your deity is the great compassion, deity of the Avalokiteshvara, because Avalokiteshvara is the deity of the compassion. And then you must to make a commitment, take commitment yourself, enter this. Finish samsara of sentient beings. You must to do the action of the old sentient beings. That's what I'm saying. So that's His Holiness a quotation from the Shanti Deva's book. So that's it. That's what Lama Rahula said. Now, then that comes. The Atisha living in the Bodh Gaya. So you know Bodh Gaya, everybody knows. With that, become enlightened in the Bodh Gaya. We can go now there, see, you know, with the structure and also very Ayanagarjuna also. Sometimes live there. So now, Yang Doji Denji Konsana. Then Kong, the Atisha live in Doji Den, staying in the Doji Den, and also then Sakuamba land of the temple. Then all those, there is structures, all paintings and the structures, they're talking each other, the Atisha here. Some was asking questions, some was giving answer. What is that? Doji Denji, That's not dying. This answer says later. But here, Dogen Denji, first of all, the temple of the Buddha Gaya, south, waves from south, nonetheless, in space. Mirin Devi, Pumani, Tigila, Trivichudas. Like two girls, no look like human beings, just very beautiful two girls asking questions. What they did? Mr. Sanjava Devi, Shri Kanal Kapra Shaki Savanas. One girl says, if want to be quick to become a being Buddha, what need to do? What need to do? See? Translate, read later. What to do? Then, Shaki Savanas, he hears other girls give an answer. Sanjuji Sena Laprachavas. Oh, if someone's become a quick, become a being with that who wanted, that person need to do the practice of bodhicitta. See, that's what I'm saying. If you know, Sanjuji Sena Laprachavas means to do the practice of bodhicitta. Sanjuji Sen Zhongta Zhongbuki Sumdupalas. Sanjuji Sen Zhongta Zhongbuki Sumdupalas. Konga, oh, that's girls ask questions, and also the same like Lama Rahula we said, same kind of answer. So Konga, oh, that's must be great. Both chitans. Then another one. Then Atisha, when heard this one, then stopped the Sakwa Ambalan and then think about them. Then all those meanings are just like from the one part to another part, just of or the milk or something fall, just like this. Kind of those girls, two girls, answer and it comes in his mind. That's just comes like that. Go to the same page. Now you can get showing two straight. Then the global literature means Ayanagarjuna's is a meditation garden. He sat there, think about that. Yes, no? Then there is two ladies, one young, one older. And that's one also, visions. To permit Gengyu Nyin to wish that there's two ladies, one young, one older. Yamba Tenla Gematis, old lady told to the young lady, told, you know, what said. If you quick become a being Buddha, also Sanjuji Senzong Sumbas, you must practice of bodhicitta. Also, old lady told to the young one, if you want to become a quick being Buddha, you must to learn or to do practice in bodhicitta. So that's what I'm saying, okay? When I finish this, then you can read, okay? Then, oh yes. This is what I'm saying. Alright, that's it. Then, one day, Atisha also, Sakwa Ambalan of the temple, both the temple. It says that time, Shandak O na tigihi bikuchi yubika shalnis. Shandak O means temple has this, like this kind of outside and also painting, made by stone, you know, it's not painting, stone. Then one Tathagatas, you know, form of Tathagatas, leaders with those images. Could you be hearing this? That's one image of Buddha. Says, hearing this. Hairs. Is. That hair means, what is? We say hair. to call the person A or hairs. You see? Sounds good, doesn't it? Bendit means monk. Monk. Bendit's name, the monk. So talking to the Atikya. Bendit. You don't know about the Tsangjava and Drepes. If you become a quick being Buddha, if you wish to quick become a being Buddha, then Shan Hingi Shangi San Zhong Hing Song. What is loving kindness, great compassion, bodhicitta, you must train of that. Zhong Song. Yang Doral, Dora Kangbula, Kovan Zipiches. Just, yeah. I think another also. Sakho Amalendo of the temple. Pasui Java Kedetova Yubatishans. Made elephant's bone with this image, you know, with this image. Hekhtaman, with the Hekhtaman image. Made the image, done them. When I finish, then you read slowly, okay? So, when elephants bomb, you know, what do you call it? So made with the Hekhtaman's palm. That's on talking to him, what do you call Atisha. Joki is, the means as an act, like to talk to, named, you know, joki means the little bit respected. Jo means sir or sir or something like this. You don't remember Joba Tsangjava Ndepe, Shangji Seng Zhongsung. Same thing, that's also. If you want to become a quick Buddha, you must have training of the Bodhicitta. And Zhongsung. Then, Jojis, then, since that, the Atishas, Shangji Sen Rinpoche, Mashiva Shepata, Shangji Sen Rinpoche, the Bodhicitta, if not born, to be born. Shepata. She is in compared to Shepas. After the Bodhicitta trouble in the mind, or with the mind, then increasing Bodhicitta. She should be sure. For those who can give it the whole instruction, details, who can give it? So giving of the teachings, you know, Zopa, now he. Who can do that? Where is that? Then he want to know the teacher. Now would you like to read this? Then I'll do after that. Now your time, slowly. What's it? Koa Matonipa means
when he was circumambulated. Start from there.
Yeah.
One day, Atisha was walking around the Vajra seat of enlightenment at Bodh Gaya. While on the circumambulation path, he witnessed a conversation between two statues. Another time, two girls who had transcended the limitations of the human body were having a conversation in the southern sky over Bodh Gaya. In what dharma should someone who desires swift and complete enlightenment train? Asked one girl. The other replied, train in bodhicitta. Yes, training through bodhicitta is the noblest means. He has stopped circumambulating in order to listen, and took it to heart like one vessel receiving all the contents of another. One time he was standing by the stone fence that Acharya Nagarjuna had built. Acharya Nagarjuna had built. There was an old woman and a girl. Anyone who desires complete enlightenment soon, said the woman to the girl, should train in bodhicitta. A statue of Buddha under a balcony of the great temple at Bodh Gaya once spoke to him while he was circumambulating. O mendicant, it said, if you wish to be enlightened soon, train yourself with love, compassion, and bodhicitta. Once while he made a circuit round a small stone-walled cell, an ivory statue of Buddha Shakyamuni said to him, O yogi, train in bodhicitta if you want complete enlightenment soon. Thus Atisha developed more bodhicitta than he had ever done before, and in order to increase it to its most developed state,
This is, I think, translation, since then, Atisha, think about it. Sanjuji said, Mashiva Shepherds, it's not Mazi, it doesn't. He does admit, doesn't have the Bodhicitta, how to have a Bodhicitta. And also, Bodhicitta has already to have Bodhicitta already, how can be become a increasing?
To increase it to its most developed state.
Di menga means the instruction. So who can give the instruction of that? Mm-hmm. So who has that one? Instruction of that.
He wondered, who holds the complete set of instructions on this?
Yeah, that's right. Then?
He made inquiries and discovered that the great guru
he asked about that to the others, who had those kind of quality, great quality, a teacher, you know. So then, Dutte says that times, that Lama Selimpa Chambers, Lama Selimpa, Sanjuji said, Dangbutra was saying, That time Lama Selimpa is, or was, is maybe could be okay. Sanjuji said that was the belonging or the holder of the those instruction of the true instruction of the Bodhicitta, means the teaching of Bodhicitta how to. I think that time he is great one. Then, Dangal Dzogpa Rinpoche says, then the people says the Lama Selimpa is the best teacher for them. So said they heard this one. Then, the Selimpa came to Shadundu. Then he went then to the sailing. The Atisha that time in India, sailing is the Indonesia, you know. Indonesia. Lama Selimpa, he was, or his staying place in Indonesia. Selimpa Chembi Chadundu, Chembi Dangayun Zobu Simbi Sharp, Selimpa Jambri Genis. They call the Adisha thing, but Indonesia. The Genis, Zambilin is Selimpa. Chomba, Zambilin means from the India to go to the sailing, many merchandise, you understand? Merchandise.
Merchants.
Yeah, business people.
Yes, sir.
So they go there to for the business.
Zambilin.
To get in.
Zambilin.
Zambilin is no. Sailing. Zambilin means that time as not really Zambilin, the only India. So from India to go to Indonesia. They say, let's see, sailing the Chonlandovi. Chomba Langju Chandas. Pastor, business, who has experience of to go from India to go to the whatever
Indonesia.
Yes. Then what is it? I think read it. You can. This is maybe you can read. Okay. What is it?
Tisha made plans to go to Suvarnadvipa in Indonesia in order to receive the complete instructions on Bodhicitta.
Mm-hmm.
He traveled the ocean for 13 months in a boat with some traders who were going there on business.
Mm-hmm.
Kamadeva, the powerful demon god of lust, could not bear to see the Buddha's teachings spread, and to hinder Atisha's Bodhicitta, made the boat
turn, to make obstacles, eh?
Made the boat turn around by blowing up a headwind.
Like like tornadoes, you know?
Yeah.
Go, days go, then these demons make us backwards also, many days. So that's kind of the 13 months take from India to Indonesia. These days we don't need like that because of energy and everything, you know. They were saying.
Then he blocked the boat's passage with a monstrously huge whale the size of a mountain, hurled lightning bolts from the sky, and so...
I don't know, monster, this time we don't see that, is it? That time was, like, almost like a... Dinosaur or something. There was, but we don't see now. We don't have now. Same thing also. Can be that monsters, the monsters like this. Small boats can be going through that. And also smack everything. That's what it says.
This caused much havoc. And Pandit Kasidigarbha implored Atisha to use his wrathful powers.
Uh-huh.
Atisha entered single-pointed meditation on Red Yamataka and subdued the demon hordes. Eventually, his party reached Indonesia.
Okay, and then?
Atisha had already become a great scholar and adept. As we have said, when only 18 months old, he had, without any prompting, spoken words that proved he was already conversant with Bodhicitta. And yet he willingly underwent these hardships to reach Indonesia, which must...
When he was 18 months older, then what say? Sanjay Sen took trumpets, sung Ranjit Shambha Tejas, like a, look, 18 months old boy, went out of the town, I mean from palace, just like, you know, Bodhicitta with him, naturally with him, just like this, you know, sympathy when from the crowd, people, in those, you know, suffering beings, when see the lots of the poor beings, see, just like all those are, what do you call them, empty feeling for, like for the, those others. He has an empty feeling. So that's kind of, he has then that stiller to go to the Lama Sinibas, difficult ways, 30 months go and to get the teaching of the Bodhicitta. So that is the then what we read, I think.
When only 18 months old, he had, without any prompting, spoken words that proved he was already conversant with Bodhicitta. And yet he willingly underwent these hardships to reach Indonesia, which must convince us that nothing is more fundamental than Mahayana.
Dili Lhakwe means Shanjuji Senru, which Dili Lhakwe is that no more than this one's Tibetan Milan Soul members. The great path, you know, the Bodhicitta. There is no higher than Bodhicitta from the Mahayana practice. See that?
Yes.
What is that?
It says, it must convince us that nothing is more fundamental in the Mahayana than precious Bodhicitta.
Okay. Then?
Atisha spent 13 months on this journey, yet he never took off his robes, the sign of ordination.
No, no. Then Shaji Pamukkapa says, this is the, between there's the Tibetan monks. When they go out from the monastery, the light colors put on, some, not everybody don't do it, but to stop, you know, when they need to do, then some they don't. So that's a little bit criticized, you know. Read, then, how come?
He did not travel as we do. When monks nowadays go on pilgrimage, they put on lay clothes the moment they cross the bounds of the monastery. Some of them even carry long spears. I think strangers must feel afraid of them and would wonder, are these fellows cutthroats?
Oh, wait a minute, yes. That's not it. They change the monk's robe and they, Sakwa means they go to the Parayama, to see the holy places sometimes. They
pilgrimage.
Pilgrimage, yes. Then there is, what say, Indian people, they talk this one, what say?
Spear.
Some of them even carry long spears.
Oh yeah, that's the case. Then people protest sometimes. This is like a, you know, like a, what do you call it? Robin?
Yeah,
not Robin. Robbers. Okay, see, read it.
And then it says, I think strangers must feel afraid of them and would wonder, are these fellows cutthroats?
Cutthroats.
It's like a pirate or something, I think they are, because they have the big...
Sintu Myonganyam is that they fracking. They think kill... People think, this must be this rock. This can be... Kill us and take away things from us. They're thinking, because they don't know. They don't know. Then?
So, we must in the future set an example by not taking off our robes, the sign that we are ordained. This will benefit the teaching, omniscient Kedrub Rinpoche.
Kedrub Rinpoche is the left side of the here, over there, Kedrujis, there, Jerumuchi, to the chief disciples, you know, Kedrujis, eyes like a lamb, and like that. Then, he says,
and Rinpoche said, the bodies of the ordained are made beautiful by the two saffron robes. When the ordained adopt the signs of lay people, this kind of behavior will ruin the teachings.
Mm-hmm. So ordinary people with robes, great. Great, you know. Very is the great what is it? Munich the Rajung Lunzeches. Great, beautiful. But those ordinary people, they taking the robe of the lay people, then can be frightened. They say that one would say.
It says it will ruin the teachings.
Okay, then?
Some might claim one must be ripe on the inside and not preserve the externals at all.
Oh, this is the people saying like this, you know. Outside it doesn't matter. Inside be good, that's no right. If you show the rough from the outside and inside if you have good respect others, or if you're good, but you show to like rough people, they think then disgusting. If you have inside good, outside also can be, might be good, you know. So that's what I'm saying here. Some people say, oh, outside doesn't matter, inside more important, you know. They say that. Okay.
This does not set a good example for the teachings in general. All the sanghas.
This is not good example for the any the Buddha Dharma, Chandra Buddha Dharma, and also Gendrinath Shishi, the sanghas also. No good for the sanghas also. No respect. Other people, they don't know. Would you like to read this?
All the sanghas external actions must be done in a calm and disciplined manner. Shariputra was led to the truth of the path of seeing by Ira Ashvajit's manner.
That's what you say, yes. That we live here. So outside manner is very important. Very important. Because Shariputra in that time, Shariputra is a Brahmin's son. He's a race of the Brahmin. So he has a 50, he's at Ranji. Parents made it, 50 boys. And also, Shariputra Mangalpur also, another Brahmin son, also he has also a good family, and also he, with him playing, and also at Ranji of him, 50. Those. So then, Shariputra, he playing with the boys, also then this one came, Tathu is the Papa Tathu is the Ahart, very great, is a, you know, very peaceful and very knowledgeable, and just like, you know, like being like when Buddha comes like this kind of, not the Buddha's knowledge has he had, but outside is just Jitoa means very peacefully. So then Shariputra, right ways, faith devotion to them. And he says, I want to like you. So that's why Shariputra and his servant, 50 boys, together become then his monk, Tathu, bring to the Buddha's place. So Mangalpa also same way, like this. So I think it's so, that means outside manner is very important. Some people say, outside is okay, inside be good, outside doesn't matter, that's wrong. So if we have inside good, outside good, must to show. See? Now I think stop here. Anyways, this we have great lesson. It's really bodhicitta, great compassion, loving kindness, bodhicitta is great practice, really it is. Great practice. If become a being with the quick ways, what they need, now you think about this. Try to learn by memory. There's many questions there. Become a, if someone want to become a quick way to the Buddha, or become a Buddha by quick ways, what is important to do? Loving kindness, great compassion, bodhicitta. So that's it. So that means now I tell you, loving kindness, when we do practice, everyone equally to be success. Equally. They are not jealous. If you have a loving kindness, good, this person will not be jealous. Jealous with sisters, brothers, family, neighbors, many ways. So they are not, will not be, if loving kindness, because loving kindness is everybody to be happy, joy, success. What kind of they have success, we need more than that. We wish for more than that. So one thing, that's great one. If we have great compassion to do practice, great compassion, we will not harm and damage others. Never. By word, by physically, by mentally, we will not harm others. Because compassion, when we do meditation of compassion, enemy, strangers, foreigners, everyone, equally, without discrimination, equally, to be free from sufferings. We do. We think about that. That's why we will not harm anyone, harm by bodily, by physically, by mentally. No. So that's the key. So bodhicitta is when take the response, everything for the other sentient beings. I want anyone to, without discrimination, anyone take to the great enlightenment place. That's why I wish for myself become a being Buddha. Because I need power for the anyone to take care of those. See, that's the way I think. So now we know so much we can really need to learn. There's no reading. These are by practice to think about, meditate. Really. Try to make a loving kindness, great compassion, bodhicitta. No reading. Reading is one thing, yes. So but when we reading for the meaning. When to get meaning, we need to do it. So that's what I think. That's a great now. So now we know. Rahula, Lama Rahulas and Dakendakinis, they did say, you get initiations to do first, then you'll be quick. You say mantras, then you'll be okay. No. This one, see, already here. So now, great, I think we all have lesson. Great compassion, loving kindness, bodhicitta. Those three are the great. Much we can, you can learn this with work, with study, student, with study, with living with families. Anywhere we can do, really it is. Learning from the person who are like staying you, a family. From this, we can learn. Beginning, very huge, direct ways to, like someone mean to use, but difficult, but try to make notice. Oh, they are rough to me, they are, criticize me, but I cannot do back to them like this. No. Because I wanted to be born loving kindness with me. I want to be born in my mind, great compassion, bodhicitta. So therefore, I should not do this thing. So that's all. Now we do dedication. So we are together tonight, So very good, really is a auspicious action it was. That's good example for us. We repeat. We need to repeat. We follow that. So that's what we think about to do it. So by those merit, Buddha Dharma, long time, staying with the beings, person, his or the Lama and any other masters to have a long life, practitioners to have the good practice or accomplishment or practice of bodhicitta, practice of the great compassion, loving kindness without obstacles, to have the accomplishment of those practices. Then in this world, this country will not have bad things happen. Disease, starvation, and the fighting, war, that kind of will not happen. Everything good fortune is coming in this world. Independently, we think about all sentient beings free from delusions, illusions, and become a being Buddha by which we did action of the Dharma. We are together. Jaya Jaya Mahalaya. Shanchu Simchu Rinpoche Majeya Pana Shishu Rinche Shepa Vanyan Pava Me Pava Tang Kone Kondo Pewar So Tonyi Tawar Rinpoche Majeya Pana Shishu Rinche Shepa Vanyan Pava Me Pava Tang Kone Kondo Pewar So Kandira Vyakulmi Shinkamatara Pendama Deva Malu Jumene Shere Zama Dende Dato Ye Shabe Sinti Bardo Danger Ye Saye Abu So Ye Meto Jam Rero Ye Nide Jambo De Sanye Jindo Mede Bua Ye Dokuyananda Yinla Shabar So Edam Guru Rena Mandra Lak Niyadayame Oh yeah.
What is the important?
She wants a year of cheese. That's a rapture.